A throng of media were waiting for Dominique Strauss-Kahn's first comments after a New York judge dismissed all criminal sexual assault charges against him.
Thanks to my family and supporters who stood by me during this ordeal. I look forward to returning to my country, but I have a few small matters to take care of first. I will discuss this at greater length later.
In court, prosecutors said that while evidence proved the former IMF chief had a hurried sexual encounter with hotel maid Nafisatou Diallo, her credibility made proving sexual assault nearly impossible.
During the course of our investigation in this case, the complainant was untruthful with us in virtually every substantive interview, despite our repeated entreaties to her to simply be truthful.
Following the judge's announcement to dismiss, a clearly relieved Strauss-Kahn smiled as he shook hands and thanked several people. Outside the court, Strauss-Kahn's attorney, Benjamin Braffman, praised the prosecutor's recommendation as courageous. He also described the enormous stress his client has been under.
Unless you have been falsely accused of a very serious crime that you did not commit, it is impossible for you to understand or grasp the full measure of relief that Dominique Strauss-Kahn feels today. This is a horrific nightmare that he and his family have lived through.
Braffman also acknowledged that his client isn't a saint.
You can engage in inappropriate behavior, perhaps, but that is much different than a crime. And this case was treated as a crime when it was not. And finally, I'd like to say and I'd like to say it publicly, and I say it proudly. Today is an extraordinary day, and it's an extraordinary event to have a district attorney stand up in a public courtroom and dismiss an indictment, concluding that the complaining witness is not worthy of belief. I've practiced in this city for 35 years. I don't think I've ever seen that post-indictment.
3 months ago, Dominique Strauss-Kahn was the world's leading financial diplomat and a strong contender to be France's next president. While he has been cleared of criminal charges, he still faces a civil lawsuit from Diallo and an inquiry in France from a journalist who claims the former IMF chief attacked her. Deborah Gambera, Reuters.